Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This show is called Mission Possible because that's what they do at Hastings Family Service. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, Chris Cope. Chris, great to chat.
Nice to talk to you, Mo. Great to be here.
Well, it's really, really nice to chat with you because we are coming off your big 50th anniversary. And can I tell you, it warmed our heart that you really felt strong enough that you came by KDWA with your parade, your 50th anniversary parade. That was the highlight of my day.
It was the highlight of my day and my month. It was so much fun, and we had probably, about 20, 25 volunteers that joined us in decorating their cars and honking their horns, and we drove by all the senior residents in Hastings, Regina and Regina Assisted Living and Park Ridge and Oak Ridge and Mississippi Terrace, Rivertown Courts. We drove by every one of those locations and hopefully made their day, but we also... I guess you guys made it in the senior living facilities at KDWA because we drove by your place.
Well, you know, there's me, there's Dan, there's Barb. Yeah, that seems about right.
Exactly. And so it was just so much fun. And we had the help of the Hastings EMTs and the command vehicle that the Hastings Police Department has. And it was so much fun. My favorite part of the parade was when we drove into Park Ridge. Our founder, Lou Lindy, was there. And he lives at Park Ridge, and he came out, and so did many other residents, and they all had their masks on, and some had chairs, and some had their walkers, and he apparently was telling stories as they were waiting for us to arrive about the early days of when Hastings Family Service first started, and apparently he got a little choked up and pretty emotional just thinking, gosh, you know, I never envisioned 50 years ago that this is what it would be today. And here we were driving by and waving. And it was so cute. I had my top down on my convertible. And as I looked up on the second or third floor of Park Ridge, there was a little lady who had slid her window open. And the screen, I could see her through the screen with this little American flag. And she was waving as we went by. And so it was just... Yeah, what a unprecedented, I think, is the adjective we use to describe so many things now. Mm-hmm. But it's not exactly how we thought we would celebrate our 50th anniversary, but I think we did it well and we had some fun.
Actually, you probably wouldn't have ever have had a parade, and I think that was the highlight. So
I think you're right. It was super fun. I always enjoy a parade, and I put on a red, white, and blue cowboy hat and had a bandana, and, you know, costumes are also another one of my favorite things, so it was fun.
Wow, Chris, 50 years. Can you believe it?
Mm. Yeah, it's quite a year, and we'll continue to celebrate all year long, and so, yeah, thank you to everyone who's wished us well, and we've heard from many community members who think back to what it was like when they had to use services maybe 25 years ago, and, you know, that's what's amazing, that Hastings Family Service has weathered every storm that our nation and our community has had to deal with, and here we are in one of those storms right now, and thanks to just the generosity and the support and really the confidence that the community has in allowing us to do this work, we are here still, and we are here to help anyone that needs it right now.
Well, tell us about that, because I know you still have your essential services going on, though it's just changed a little bit.
Yeah, I just finished our weekly Zoom meeting with the Meals on Wheels staff, and what a dedicated group of ladies. And new this week, our Meals on Wheels meals are still being delivered. They're still delivering between 5 and 7 meals every week to about 60 individuals in our community. The only difference is those meals all come on one day, and that's allowed us to, you know, really be supportive of social distancing and also just limiting the number of interactions that not only our volunteers but the people we serve are having. And how that's been working is, up until this point, the meal has been one fresh meal, and then some grocery-style meals are supplementing that each week. And the staff at Meals on Wheels really were hoping to figure out a way to also provide additional fresh meals. And so new this week, we started a partnership with both the Onion Grill and Emily's Bakery. And yesterday, the first meal went out from the Onion, a lovely, beautiful chicken breast and some roasted red mashed potatoes and some fresh green beans, and the meal was just gorgeous. And our folks were just thrilled to have received that, in addition to a lasagna dinner that was prepared by our Alina chefs, and then those grocery meals. And so it's been, you know, a wonderful thing. Next week will be Emily's Bakery, and we know for anyone that lives in this community, the opportunity to have a meal from either the Onion or the Emily's is, you know, it's a day brightener. And so we're excited to kind of see that program have a little increase. And then just another program that we're still operating is our Market Cart, which is a senior produce delivery. Yesterday, 24 pre-packed produce bags were delivered to seniors in our Meals on Wheels program who opt into that. It's a free service that we offer. Next week, we'll actually be expanding that program. We currently are also delivering it to the senior residents, low-income senior residents in our community. And we've typically capped the number of deliveries that we are able to accommodate at Oak Ridge. We've done about 55 produce deliveries each month. And we decided, just thanks to the generosity of this community right now, and also because we know the need is even greater, that we wanted to just remove that cap and deliver produce to anybody that might need it. We had 93 seniors sign up for next Monday's delivery, and we're just super excited to be able to get fresh produce into the hands of these seniors who hopefully are staying home and staying safe. And we know this is going to just make life that much easier.
Chris, how can people go about signing up or calling you with some questions?
They would need to live in one of the residences where we're already doing those deliveries, and they will get that information from their property management folks, or they could sure call us here. But we're not doing Market Cart delivery to individual residents right now. It's only people that are part of the senior housing that we're currently servicing, as well as like our Meals on Wheels program. So unfortunately, it's not open to the general public, just those specific residents. And that's something maybe we'll be looking at down the road, but right now that's what our services are.
Chris, you talked about the generosity of people. Give some examples, please.
Yeah, it is. It's been an extraordinary response. Minnesota Food Share is during the month of March, and thanks to the folks at Minnesota Food Share and having to be flexible with what we're all experiencing with COVID-19, they expanded the time that we could report our collections to all the way till the end of April. And so during the month in March and April, we had an amazing outreach from the community. We had over 972 individual monetary gifts that came in, which is about 250 more than last year.
Wow.
We had some major lead gifts from unexpected gifts, one-of-a-kind gifts, one from North American Banking Company, a major gift from them. Ruth Gale and George Doffing Charitable Gift Fund has been an annual supporter of Hastings Family Service. They increased their gift this year. It is just amazing. But what is so amazing is that although we had about 18 major gifts that were $1,000 or more, the remainder of those 950 gifts were individuals who reached out and dug deep in their pockets. We've heard from people who said, I don't need a stimulus check, and I'd like to share it with you so you can continue to do your work. So we are, you know, just been so grateful for people thinking of us this time of year. And I'll admit we've seen more money come in from Minnesota Food Share than we've ever had, which is so grateful, you know, because we do know moving forward there are many things that aren't going to happen this next year. You know, right around the corner, about another week from now, typically we'd be showing up at the middle school with all those wonderful middle school kids who put on their annual tug of war. And that event is something that's just extraordinary, and we always say it's kids helping kids, because the proceeds from that tug of war help us to purchase school supplies for kids who are going back to school next fall. Well, that won't happen, and typically they raise anywhere between $8,000 and $10,000 at an amazing tug of war. So we're aware we had a 50th anniversary golf tournament scheduled the first Monday in June, and of course that won't be happening either. And so We are so grateful for the generosity that we've seen this last 2 months, and that is hopefully going to help us weather some of the events that may not happen this year. And I think that's what all of us are doing at, in the nonprofit world. But also we've had some other wonderful surprises. Janet Bremer and Bremer Farms, they initiated requests to Midwest Dairy, and they resulted in getting us a brand new commercial refrigeration unit, which is really coming in handy right now with the increased need and the increased sourcing of food that we're doing. I mean, some of the faith communities, Crossroads, did a donation one Sunday, and we received $4,750. And we've had businesses just do amazing things. And these are businesses that already are trying to figure out how to stay afloat themselves. The Public House and Avante Staffing did a personal or a diaper drive, and we have just been so well endowed with diapers. And a Busted Nut is doing a personal care drive for us right now. And DCA Title and Walmart continue to host a food collection box for us. We had a Girl Scout troop bring in 228 pounds of Girl Scout cookies. Those are great treats to be able to send home with families right now. So it's been just amazing.
Just amazing is right, Chris. Some of these stories are incredible that you're telling us. And there are so many positive things if we look for them, aren't there?
They sure are, and you know, that's the thing that I really just can't reiterate enough, is that in addition to our current Meals on Wheels and Market Cart program, the food shelf is in full operation, and it is easier than ever to get food if your family needs it right now. And I know for many folks, including some of my own family members, who for the first time in their lives have been furloughed or unemployed, and are waiting for unemployment, that this is just new territory and something they'd never in their life thought they would ever experience. And so sometimes it's almost more challenging for someone who has never experienced this kind of a crisis, because you just don't know where to start. But the thing I want to say is that if you are struggling right now, give us a call at 437-7134, and we can talk you through all the services that might be available, whether they're here or whether they're somewhere else. You could also go to our website at hastingsfamilyservice.org, and we have a list of frequently asked questions that might help you connect with other resources or something we have here. And the food shelf is here to serve, and it's here to really help you just stretch your dollar. Potentially right now you're trying to figure out how to make that May 1st mortgage payment that might have come and gone, or your May 1st rent that might have already come and gone. Coming to the food shelf is a simple way to stretch your dollar, use those grocery dollars and dedicate those to making one of those major payments like a house or a rent or car repair. And it's so easy. You make a phone call, we schedule an appointment, we schedule a pickup. You don't see anybody, you don't have to interact with anybody. You're welcome to ask questions when you schedule that appointment, but if you'd rather just come and get your food, you can do that. It's simple. Today we're distributing, and they're coming about every 15 minutes. I know right now we're working with someone who's waiting for unemployment. She's got a car repair, and she knows she can't make the payment, and so we're working with her on that. We've got another person who's unemployed right now, and we're looking at how we can help them pay their rent. They believe they'll be able to pay it once their unemployment comes later this month. So all of those scenarios are things we'd love to help with, so please call us if you need help with any of those things at 437-7134.
Chris, are you finding that you also have a hard time finding meats? Or, I know, toilet paper or different toiletries?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Right now, meat continues to be something that there is a shortage for us to access. We've been able to access it through food rescue, which is how we access a lot of our food directly through the grocery stores and through Second Harvest. And because the demand has been so great, and probably even greater in some communities than we've seen so far, that the minute we try to go and order meat, like at Second Harvest, it says there's meat in their inventory, but when we get there, it's already been, it's already gone out the door. So we're having a supply chain challenge like everyone else is. And one of our other challenges is we source food even through many local spots, and unfortunately, the local grocers are telling us they can't do bulk orders right now because they have all they can do to keep up with keeping food on our own personal fridges and cupboards, and so they just can't accommodate bulk orders like we're traditionally making. And so, yes, we are continuing to see a meat issue. We've had farmers reach out to us, and we've had some pork folks reach out to us regarding this whole pork crisis that's going on. The big issue is finding a processor who can process it and meet our USDA guidelines, as well as just being able to meet the guidelines. Obviously, the local meat markets in town can't make up for these big pork processing companies that we're processing at high volume. They just only have so much manpower.
So there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't even know about, but we're so grateful that you are continuing with your essential services. And I think you can't say it enough that if somebody is listening and they've never used your services before, but they're really struggling, now would be the time to call.
That is right. So please don't be afraid to call, and we'd love to answer any questions you have. It's confidential, and it's the reason we're here. You know, sometimes we all need a little bit of help, and we know that for many people, when they get on their feet again, they come back and they decide to help us again. And so it's just kind of a wonderful circle of life, and possibly you've been here before as a donor, and now it's your time to step up and maybe receive some help, and someone who can still continue to support us is here to help you receive that help. So please give us a call. That's why we're here, and we expect to be here through the duration of this whole thing.
I really bet you miss all of your volunteers.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'll just say it's not as fun. We've got some great volunteers here, but we're used to, it's a party here every day when you have as many volunteers as you do, and they're here because this is how they really, they have a lot of joy in what they do. They're here for the right reason, and so it's been tough. We're doing weekly Zoom meetings, and that's been a lot of fun. We had hats off to volunteers during Volunteer Recognition Week, and gave out prizes for the best hats on our Zoom call, and they miss us as much as we miss them. It's just not the same.
Well, we're so grateful you called in today. Chris Cope, the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service. And if you do find yourself needing any of their services, give them a call at 437-7134. Visit them online, hastingsfamilyservice.org. Or perhaps if you are in a generous situation yourself, I know that they would love to talk to you about what you can do to help our neighbors in the Hastings area. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Mo.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.